Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Suzanne LaPrize walks into a Connecticut police station with a gun in her hand and bangs on the glass. But the front desk is empty. She takes a few steps back, then fires twice at the glass, sending a third shot toward the ceiling. Officers in a nearby hallway try to talk her into dropping the gun, but she shoots at them. When cops return fire, she drops the gun, and they cuff her.
Nancy, it's unclear what spurred LaPrize's attack, but the former state worker did receive a charge for carrying a weapon while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The first officer to get to LaPrize after she dropped the gun tased her before getting her in handcuffs. LaPrize is now held on a $3 million bond.
Suzanne LaPrize, 51, old enough to know better, now charged with attempted murder. Callie Robertson, 28, takes her dog for a walk. She's joined by her 96-year-old neighbor, who frequently tries to strike up conversations. Robertson apparently does not enjoy these interactions, and she takes an open bag of dog poop and shoves it in the old man's face, smearing it all over him and knocking him down. Another neighbor sees the whole thing, calls Florida cops, and they charge Callie Robertson with battery. Well, that's a load of crap. She's got plenty of time to think about it. Behind bars. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Mexico as authorities there say five men have died in a prison riot in the Gulf Coast state of Tabasco. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the state police department, four of the five prisoners who were slain in the unrest were either awaiting trial or were serving terms for severe crimes like rape or homicide. Police say that no one else had been hurt or managed to escape, and that they had been able to reclaim control of the facility. A total of 16 inmates are being held in connection with the murders. According to the police department, there was a, quote, fight between groups from various cell blocks. However, images and recordings that appear to have been taken by prisoners and shared on social media showed that the men may have been slain in reprisal for extorting money from other prisoners.
Sydney Sumner with us now. And Sydney, we understand that if verified, this wouldn't be the first time that identical circumstances have caused prisons in Mexico to erupt in violence.
That's right, John. What can only be described as a huge brawl occurred last year in the Apodaca prison, located outside the northern city of Monterrey. That 2022 fight left 56 prisoners hurt. Here again, there had been reports of inmates attempting to get money from other prisoners.
Thanks again to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online. Back in this country now, into Pennsylvania, where a man has entered a guilty plea to third-degree homicide in connection with the intentional killing of a Philadelphia steakhouse chef during a drug-fueled hit-and-run spree that resulted in injuries and property damage across two counties. Additionally, 43-year-old Kareem Welton entered a guilty plea in Montgomery County Court to three counts of aggravated assault, attempted murder, and motor vehicle robbery related to the violent pre-dawn 2021 joyride that began in Center City, Philadelphia, and ended 30 miles away in neighboring Montgomery County. A former Huntsville, Alabama police officer has admitted to manslaughter in connection with the shooting death of a man in 2018 who was putting a flare gun to his own head. William Darby entered into a plea deal to avoid going to trial again for the murder accusation related to Jeffrey Parker's shooting death. Darby was originally found guilty of murder by a jury and given a 25-year prison sentence. However, the verdict was later reversed. His next trial was scheduled for December.
William Yablonsky goes to wake up his son James, but finds the 13-year-old gone. Yablonsky checks security cameras to see James walk out to the family van at midnight. He sits in the van about an hour and then drives off. The van later found abandoned on the highway near Devil's Lake State Park, half an hour from Yablonsky's Wisconsin home. The 13-year-old's cell phone, also found on the highway, 200 yards from the van. Investigators then find a makeshift campsite in the woods nearby where James left a change of clothes, a pillow, and a phone charger. The area was searched extensively, even with canines, but no further signs of the 13-year-old boy. His father says James had an interest in becoming a survivalist, fearing he may have been trying to test himself. 13-year-old James Yablonsky now missing 4 months. His father offering a $10,000 reward. If you know anything about this 13-year-old little boy, James Yablonsky, please contact Sauk County Sheriff's 608-355-4495. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.